We're back on the WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe.
I'm Richard Roth.
I'm Ellen Thurston.
And I'm Peter Krug.
I believe we have on the phone Kip Biakko. Are you there, Kip?
I am, guys. How you doing? I also have my my bass player, Matt Downing, with me as well today.
So, Kip, you're with a band called Lucky Five.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
All right. Well, our band, the Lucky Five, is it's a five piece, which you might have already surmised from the name. We play, a mix of probably I would say 30s and 40s mainly style swing, kind of hot jazz swing, kind of gypsy. We mix in some gypsy jazz, and we write some originals and we play some old numbers as well, and it's mainly kind of somewhat old school jazz, if for lack of a better term to describe the whole thing.
And you're based over in Berkshire County?
We are, yeah. We have a couple of the boys in the band are from Berkshire County and Great Barrington area, and we've got a couple gentlemen from New York State. We're actually working with Twin Fiddles right now. We have a great couple fiddle players that actually are both in New York State. And we also have a great pedal steel player who's in the Berkshires over in Otis, Massachusetts.
And you're sharing the bill with the Underscore Orchestra.
We are. Would you like to know about them?
I would like to know about them as well.
They're a great band. They're friends of ours who they're from Portland, Oregon, and we met them on the road quite a while back. I would say, what, Matt, 4 or 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
You want to fill them in on that? You remember some of those details?
Yeah, we met them down at the Basilica in Hudson. We were playing, we got hooked up to do a double bill with them 5 years ago, and we've been doing it almost every year since with them whenever they come through town.
And you're both going to be at Club Helsinki on Saturday night, is that right?
Saturday night. Doors open at 6. We're going to play first, and then they'll finish out tonight.
And the show apparently starts at 9 p.m.
Yes, that's right.
Great.
Anything else you'd like to tell us or our audience?
I think this is going to be a great show because, I think if you like to dance, especially, I mean, this is, between the two bands, we kind of run the gamut between like swing, hot jazz swing, and we do a little gypsy jazz. And these guys are really amazing. They have a lot of, these guys tour right now. They've been all over the world, and they have a lot of Eastern European, like Balkan and gypsy influences, so they play a lot of odd meter stuff, and there's some belly dance. They have a couple belly dancers with them, and it's somewhat of a little bit of a circus vibe, and it's really exciting. I think it's going to be a great show.
And it's a pretty big group. It sounds the way it sounds.
Yeah, those guys. I think they're traveling with what, 7 right now. We actually played with them last weekend, and I think they're traveling with 7 right now. They'll go anywhere from like a trio to 12. Jorge, the leader of the band, told me the other night, and usually I think they're playing with 7 or 8 people.
Well,
fun band, really. You don't want to miss them. They're great.
The website says a festive party of supercharged, crazy folk tunes and achingly sweet waltzes. Do you think that describes a little bit, at least, of what's happening?
Yeah, I'd say that sums it up pretty good. Yeah.
Klezmer, yep. Balkan, gypsy
jazz.
They add
the visualization of the of belly dancing and somewhat of a a gypsy vibe into that, and it's perfect.
Right. Well, we look forward to hearing you.
Good luck.
Cool. Thanks. We're looking forward to the show. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us.